CFRC 101.9 FM in beautiful, sunny, actually snowy Kingston, Ontario, in the basement of the Carruthers Hall on the Queen's campus. My name's David, and Dave Nerd, actually. And United by Punk is every Monday night, 11 p.m. to midnight, with Andy Personnel and myself. In new United by Punk news, we have a Tumblr up, a website with an archive of every episode we've done. This is episode 8. Wow, time flies. Holy. I know, and one of our hosts, Andy, here is headed to BC for a month. He'll be missed, but we'll try to get his music and his voice on the show during that time, during that absence, and then he'll be back with us. Tonight's show, I've got a bunch of tunes from Vancouver and from New York, and Andy has stuff from Japan and Sweden. I'll let him tell about it after this short set. We're going to start it off with a few bands. I came across most of these bands from The Emergency Room, which is an underground venue, recording studio, and art space in Strathcona neighborhood of Vancouver. So I looked it up and found all sorts of great bands that had played there. Some of the bands we've played before on the show, like Shearing Pinks, White Lung, and The Defectors. Up first, we're going to hear from bands who have all played at this space. The Beelines first with Normal Again, then The Mutators with Psychic Tapes, Twin Crystals with Criminal, and New Sensei with Spit Gifting. Beelines, Mutators, and New Sensei are all from Vancouver. I think Twin Crystals are as well. So it's a West Coast set. So here we go on United by Punk.
Yeah! Hello. You're listening to 101.9 CFRC, United by Punk, with Dave Nerd and myself, Andy Personnel. I'm really stoked tonight. I'm wearing my punk party pants, and I'm going to bring you guys an ear-destroying set of Swedish and Japanese hardcore from the early 80s. Some essential tracks. It's going to be pretty extreme. But yeah, you're used to that probably. So anyway, we're going to head to Sweden first. So the first track I'm going to play you is a track by Anti-Cymax, who were a very influential Swedish band. Anti-Cymax, I guess their second EP, which I'm going to play you a track off of, which has the horrific title of Raped Ass. It came out in 1982 and is considered, according to one website that I checked out, to be a subgenre defining D-beat record. Anti-Cymax and other bands that I'm going to play on this first set, all from Sweden, are they're influenced a lot by British bands like Discharge and the Verruckers, the fast metal-tinged hardcore sound that was popular in the early 80s. Big mohawks and spiky jackets and stuff like that, and extreme anger-filled political lyrics sort of drawing the listener's attention to the most horrific of man's inhumanity to man. Anyway, less talk, more music. I'm going to play you, firstly, Anti-Cymax, When the Innocent Die, off their 1982 EP, Raped Ass, and then we've got a band with the interesting title of Shit Lickers. I've got two tracks by them because they're under 50 seconds long. First one's called Sprakta Snutskallar, and the second one is called War System, and they were active 1981-82, and this is from their 82 self-released EP. It was an Anti-Cymax side project, actually, this band. And then we're going to listen to a track by Crude SS, Forced Values, and Vi Vill Ha Frihet by Mob 47, who were kind of one of the faster and more trashy, dirty sounding of these bands. And it's a pretty rough sounding genre. So anyway, we're gonna send you on a little Swedish hardcore odyssey right here, starting with Anti-Cymax and When the Innocent Die. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
CFRC 101.9 FM, Dave Nerd and Andy Personnel with United by Punk. And yeah, thanks for listening, folks, out there, to the wonderful Swedish hardcore set that we just heard. My mind was blown, in fact, my ears as well. I'm not going to talk too much because I just want to jump into some more music. Tonight's been really fun so far. Up next is Modern Creatures with Dead Spheres from Divorce Yourself, and then Cheerleader with Kitten from the Call Me Jimmy EP, then Vapid with Take a Walk Baby. I came across Vapid from White Lung, who we've played on the show before, who are a really fantastic Vancouver punk band that hopefully will come Kingston's way someday soon. And then finally, USA is a Monster. All one word is the name of the final band we'll hear in the next set. So it might be pronounced differently, but the track is called Anal Lies, and it's from their first album. I previewed some of their other newer albums, but I was drawn most, and the first album was most fitting for a punk show, so I chose it. So that brings me, so after that I have one final track, which is definitely the furthest from punk, and we might get to that closer to the end of the show. That's a track by Z's, ZS, and they're a saxophone-led group of varying sizes that does some really interesting wild stuff, and so that might come up at the very end of the show, if we've got time. So CFRC 101.9 FM, United by Punk, on we go. Up first is Modern Creatures.
Ah! Kitten. 'Cause when you try to run, you just sound like a
All right, you're listening to 101.9 CFRC, United by Punk, Dave Nerd, myself, Andy Personnel, punking up your Monday night a couple of notches. Now, another country where the hardcore, the early 80s hardcore explosion firmly took root was Japan, and some they had the Japanese bands put a really interesting and crazy spin on the hardcore formula. They injected some metal, some complete and total insanity, some interesting translations, and yeah, some of these GISM we're going to listen to was one of the real essential bands. It's an acronym for Guerrilla Incendiary Sabotage Mutineer, among other things. They're kind of one of these variable acronym bands like MDC, which we'll get to MDC in another show. They're another really influential early hardcore band. But yeah, GISM, we're going to hear something off their 1984, the first studio album, Detestation. We are going to listen to a track entitled ABC Weapons, which I think is supposed to be about NBC weapons, nuclear, biological, chemical, but I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Anyway, the lead singer of GISM, Sakavi Yokohama, is a kind of a famous writer in punk circles, produced a zine for a number of years. Apparently a great writer. I haven't read any of his writing, but I have heard that he went to jail for attacking a businessman on a subway train for staring at him with a makeshift flamethrower. And if that's not pretty damn punk rock, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'd go exactly that far, but that's pretty nutty. I think he's out now. But anyway, we're going to listen to some GISM, some a band called The Stalin. The Stalin was formed in 1980 by Michiro Endo, who's a socialist activist, and I guess Stalin's a... Nobody likes Stalin, especially in Japan, so I thought it was a good offensive band name. This we're going to listen to a track off the 1981 album Trash, which is, I believe, their second. And the song is called High, which translates to fly, although I'm not sure if that's the verb or noun. Anyway, then we're going to listen to a really kick-ass band called Gauze. And Gauze blew my mind when I first heard them. They formed in 1981. They wanted to play apparently as fast as possible. This is from their 1985 album entitled Fuckheads, excuse me. We're going to listen to a song called Ghost-Like Crime and then one more track by Gauze if there's time, which is the title track off that same album. So, without further ado, here is ABC Weapons by GISM.
Come on, the hat! And they all turn it off! Yeah.
CFRC 101.9 FM, United by Punk, 11 p.m. to midnight. This is our, we're signing off. We've been with you for the past 48 minutes, and it's time to say goodnight for the evening. We're the last live programmers, and every Monday. Be sure to tune in. My name's Dave Nerd, and Andy Personnel is here by my side. We've had some awesome Swedish hardcore and Japanese hardcore, and I think there's some fans of it out there in Kingston digging it right now. And we've also had a bunch of a variety of acts from Vancouver that we've played, and one or two from New York. So to round it off, we're going to end it with maybe three more songs. So first of all, we've got ZS, which is a band from New York City, founded by a tenor saxophonist and composer, Sam Hilmer, who plays with a lot of different instrumentalists. And this track is called Olympics from Score. And then we also have The Restarts, who are of Spiderland Acres fame from 1996, or at least in my head, back the last time I went to... Not the last time I went, but that was the year I went to all the Spider... parties. Yeah, they had headlined a small little punk gathering in the woods in north of Seven in Ontario. So Outsider by The Restarts. And I don't know if you want to say anything.
Sure, yeah. And last track I'm going to play if we got time is Rats, which is the, I believe, the title track off the that record by the Subhumans. The Subhumans are another early and super essential English punk band. Really technical, really fine musicianship and songwriting. And the best part about the Subhumans is the vocalist, Dick, who actually signed my copy of the record when I was at the show. He sounds exactly like Eric Idle from Monty Python when he sings. It's great. But they kick ass. Even if he didn't sound like Eric Idle, they'd still friggin' rule. Anyway, have a good night, you guys. Someone's telling you to get up, bitch. You don't make the stay as well.
money came from third world nations. All that money spent on war could be used to feed their poor. Papers played the whole thing down. Said there was nothing to worry about. Rats have all gone underground. We'll be back again next time round. We'll be back again next time round. We'll be back again. We'll be back again. We'll be back again. We'll be back again next time round. Next time round. Next time round. Next time.
Well, thank you very much. We're very glad to Hi, this is Ira from Yola Tango. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, Queen's University in Kingston, the birthplace of reggae.
What's the matter? Why don't you listen?
Was The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. I'm going to thank you for listening to CFRC and this program of Radio Crest, and ask you to tune in next week for Radio Crest, or during this next couple of weeks to hear